Us4, hello, good afternoon, welcome to the home run. You with Damo, it's lovely to have your company, hope you're having a good Wednesday. About to catch up with Kim O'Reilly, a young lady that's about to embark on a pushbike ride from Melbourne right through to Redcliffs, a former local girl, all to help raise awareness about violence. Kim joins us on the show right now. Good afternoon, Kim, it's lovely to have you on the home run.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's true to have you on the program. I was going to say to you that the era of COVID-19, that's all it's been for the last 18 months, and a lot of other things, well, have fallen by the wayside and been swept under the carpet a little bit, but domestic violence is one of them that should always be talked about.
Yeah, for sure. I think through COVID, everyone being locked down, the percentage has gone up, and I think it's something that continuously needs to be talked about. It should never be stopped being discussed, because it happens at home behind closed doors, and it's a very quiet issue that needs to be addressed.
So you're going to do something about it, and you're in pretty solid training at the moment. You're going to do you're going to do a big push bike ride from Melbourne into Redcliffs.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I've got myself into, but I've said I'm going to do it, so I'll make sure I'll definitely get it done. We're going to go from the Calder Highway BP all the way to Redcliffe, myself and Joe Forbes. So, we've dedicated ourselves to it. We're in training and we'll see how we go.
Oh, well, Kim, have you ever done much bike riding before, or is this something that's just come out of the blue?
I've never been a big bike rider. I had a hip injury because of the assault, so I can't really train that well, but bike riding seems to make it a little bit stronger, so I think that's the best way to go. I did say I was going to walk, but that's not a good idea.
No.
So we've decided to ride.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be on a push bike.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I couldn't imagine how many days it would take if I chose to walk.
Now, it's the launch of your campaign, and it's never okay is the banner you're going under, and it's the perfect three words, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's three words, it's not okay. I don't think that's strong enough. I think having never in there means no matter who you are, what you are, gender, culture, it's never okay to be violent towards anyone. So I think it's a perfect wording for a campaign that needs to happen.
You know, Kim, you stood up for a cause a while ago. Did you ever think it would get this big?
Never. I mean, I just wanted to do it because I don't think people really understand what happens in the process of going through being assaulted until I went through it. And I thought that people need to understand how hard it is. People need to understand how much it changes your life, how much it impacts your family, your friends, even the court process. And just in recovery in general, my mental state has definitely declined, and I'm trying to rebuild it. And this is the way that I've found is working for me, is to help others and to raise awareness for others that can't do it.
So you work full time, and when you finish work, you're into the other job. It's a lot of kilometres from Melbourne to Redcliffs, and you're going through Bendigo too. You were going to go through Barong, but you're not going to do that now. Yep. It's a lot of kilometres. How much training are you doing every day to complete it?
I'm trying to get to 40 kilometres at the moment. I'll go up each month. It's not easy. I do get a little bit sidetracked, but once I say that I'm going to do something, I make sure I do it. I'm determined, I'm motivated to get this happen. Someone's got to do it, so I'll put my hand up.
Well, once this ride's done, Kim, what's next? You just play it by ear?
No. Next would be I would like to definitely get more sports involved, I think, and give them recognition for wanting to get involved in doing the right thing.
Yep.
And then I'd like to eventuate into businesses. I think businesses definitely need this alongside with sexual harassment policies, drugs and alcohol policy. I think it's just as important. It needs to be put up there as well. So hopefully we'll venture into businesses as well.
You may. I think you've got a future just in this alone. I think you're going to have to give away your full-time job somehow.
it's a full-time job and a full-time job at the moment, so it's not much rest for the wicked, but I would love to do this full-time. I think someone needs to do it full-time. As I've said, there's so many women that have contacted me, so I just can't let them down. I've got to get it done.
You may have to go down the political road, Kim. You may have to run, get involved in politics and maybe win a seat in the Senate or something.
Hopefully. Well, I've learned a little bit about politics in the last couple of months, especially when we went to Parliament to meet with the opposition. So I have definitely learned a little bit away of how politics are run. So I, you know, if I could get into there, I would, because I'd definitely push to make a change.
Kim, it's been great to catch up with you. We'll stay in touch. Is there anything we can do at River 1467 to help you out on that push bike ride? Let us know. And I'm actually a bit lost for words. I don't know what to say. I think it's a commendable thing to do. And, yeah, may you stay safe. And may everything you do in the future, yeah, well, everything you touch, may it turn to gold, basically.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's amazing that everyone's support is just... You know, it blows my mind, and I can't thank you enough for your support.
No, it's any time, Kim. Now, this is my last question. Have you done your 40 kilometres today?
No, that's this afternoon.
I'll let you off then.
My normal job, sir.
No worries. It's been lovely to talk to you, Kim. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Kim O'Reilly, a former local lady that's about to embark on a push bike ride from Melbourne to Redcliffe to raise awareness about violence. Always a great cause. Head to a social media page and show her your support. Here's Berlin.